Lay down your life of depression.
I would like to remind you that self, who lives in me, is self-contained. It is not eager to let in other opinions, especially God's. It depends on its own understanding as its only resource, which renders self to feel hopeless and abandoned by God's hope, truth, and love. Since self is self-contained, it has its own defense in dealing with its pain of feeling hopelessly abandoned. Sometimes this involves depression, a period spent in dejection and hopelessness.
Then Jesus answered, "Will you really lay down your life for me?" John 13:38.
I suffered from depression. I would spend 3 days at a time in dejection and hopelessness. My period of depression would be marked by sadness, inactivity, excessive sleeping, and suicidal thoughts. I suffered from depression for years until Jesus asked me, "Will you lay down your dejection and hopelessness for my hope? Will you lay down your understanding for mine? Will you lay down self for me?"
How foolish! What you sow does not come to life unless it dies. 1 Corinthians 15:36.
You might think depression is an uncontrollable monster that suddenly grabs you. But I have discovered that this monster is just self, living out its own self-contained life in me. Self loves its own understanding, its own defense, and the outcome of these. It is not willing to let God in. It was only after I became willing to lay self down and let it die that I gave permission to God's love, hope, and truth to enter my heart.
For if, by the trespass of the one man, death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ? Romans 5:17.
I bless you to realize that death and depression does not have to reign in your heart. Capture that you can receive God's abundant provision of grace, availing His love, truth, and hope, and reign in life through Jesus Christ. By the way, my depression has been cured. I bless you.